Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. today. Home Ministry transfers Pahalgam terror attack probe to National Investigation Agency. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha summons one-day special session of Legislative Assembly tomorrow to discuss Pahalgam terror attack. Inland Waterways Authority of India achieves record-breaking cargo movement of 145.5 million tonnes in fiscal year 2024-25. Death toll from devastating explosion at Bandar Abbas port in southern Iran rises to 14, with at least 750 injured. And in table tennis, India's Manush Shah and Dia Chitale clinch mixed doubles title at WTT contender Indonesia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani today at 11 a.m. It'll be the 121st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashwani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Ministry of Home Affairs has handed over the investigation of the Pahalgam terror attack to the National Investigation Agency, NIA. Sources said that now the agency will formally probe the terror attack incident. Earlier, the NIA team had visited the terror attack site. The attack took place on the 22nd of this month in the Basaran Forest area of Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir, in which 26 people were killed and many injured. In Jammu and Kashmir, on the request of the Cabinet, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has summoned a one-day special session of the Legislative Assembly tomorrow to discuss Pahalgam terror attack in which 25 tourists and a local were killed and many others injured. The Assembly will pay tribute to those killed in the terror attack, followed by discussion on the incident and related issues, and then pass a resolution strongly condemning the incident, which sent shockwaves not only in the country but across the world. The Cabinet, which met under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Omar Abdullah on April the 23rd, had recommended to the LG for the convening of special assembly session on April the 28th in the aftermath of the Pahalgam terror attack. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory to all media channels to refrain from showing live coverage of anti-terrorist operations and movement of security forces in the interest of national security. It said that the media, digital platforms and individuals play a vital role in safeguarding national security. The ministry asked them to refrain from reporting based on sources-based information related to defense operations or movement. Meanwhile, world leaders continue to reach out to Prime Minister Narendra Modi to express solidarity with India following the Pahalgam terror attack. We have more from our correspondent.
President of Iran, Masoud Pezeshkian, called Prime Minister Modi and strongly condemned the terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir and conveyed his condolences for the victims. Both leaders agreed that there could be no justification for such acts of terror and those who believe in humanity must stand together in the fight against terrorism. President of UAE, Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, called Mr. Modi and conveyed condolences on the loss of lives in the terror attack. He strongly condemned the attack and expressed full solidarity and support with India. UK Conservative Party leader and Member of Parliament, Bob Blackman, also extended full support to India in fight against terrorism. With Subarna Sakya's report, Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
Federal Bureau of Investigation Director Kash Patel expressed his condolences to the victims of the recent terror attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir. He reiterated the full support of the United States for the Indian government. In a social media post, Mr. Patel emphasized that the Pahalgam attack serves as a stark reminder of the ongoing global threat posed by terrorism. Earlier, US President Donald Trump held a telephonic conversation with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Wednesday and offered his condolences at the loss of lives in the terror attack. The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defence sources said Pakistani army made small firing across the line of control in the areas opposite Tutmari Gali and Rampur sectors, and the Indian troops responded effectively with appropriate small arms. There is no report of any casualty. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat has emphasized that non-violence is India's religion and a key part of its values, but teaching a lesson to oppressors and hooligans is also its religion. Speaking at an event to mark the release of the book The Hindu Manifesto in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Bhagwat said that India never harms or disrespects others, but there is no cure if someone is bent on being evil.
हम कभी भी अपने पड़ोसियों की कोई अपमान कोई हानि नहीं करते लेकिन ऐसा हम रहते हैं तो भी अगर कोई उतर आए बुराई पर तो हमारा दूसरा इलाज क्या है राजा का कर्तव्य है प्रजा की रक्षा करना राजा अपना कर्तव्य करे दोनों धर्म है इसलिए गीता में अहिंसा का ही उपदेश है अहिंसा का उपदेश इसलिए किया कि अर्जुन लड़े और मारे.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Inland Waterways Authority of India, IWAI, reported a record cargo movement of 145.5 million tonnes in the fiscal year 2024-25. According to the Ministry of Port, Shipping and Waterways, the key cargo commodities like coal, iron ore fines, sand and fly ash made up over 68% of the total cargo transported. Earlier, while speaking at the Rose Guard Mela, after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing yesterday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the number of national waterways increased from 5 to over 110.
अभी कुछ ही दिन पहले इनलैंड वाटर ट्रांसपोर्ट में भी देश की एक और उपलब्धि सामने आई 2014 से पहले हमारे देश में एक साल में इनलैंड वाटर ट्रांसपोर्ट उसके द्वारा करीब 18 मिलियन टन कार्गो मूवमेंट ही किया जाता था ओनली 18 मिलियन टन जबकि इस साल 18 से बढ़कर के 145 मिलियन टन से भी ज्यादा हो गया है भारत को ये सफलता इसलिए मिली है क्योंकि भारत ने इस दिशा में लगातार नीतियां बनाई हैं निर्णय लिए हैं.
As the world gathers for Waves 2025 from May 1st to 4th, 2025, the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit in Mumbai, India will proudly unveil the Bharat Pavilion, a vibrant tribute to the country's profound legacy of storytelling and its growing influence in the global media and entertainment landscape. We have a report.
Guided by the theme of Kala to Code, the pavilion will celebrate India's spirit of Vasudhaiv Kutumbakam, the world is one family, and showcase how the country's artistic traditions have long been a beacon of creativity, harmony, and cultural diplomacy. At the core of the Bharat Pavilion are four immersive zones that will take visitors through the continuum of Indian storytelling traditions. Shruti, spotlighting oral traditions from Vedic chants and folk ballads to classical music, radio and the spoken words. Kriti, highlighting written legacies, tracing the journey from cave engravings and palm leaf manuscripts to the evolution of print media, literature and modern publishing. Drishti, exploring visual expressions from ancient dance forms, puppetry and folk theatre to India's thriving cinema, television, digital and immersive storytelling ecosystem. And Creator's Leap, showcasing the future of storytelling with cutting-edge technology. With Ankita Apte, this is Deepmala Kaushik, Akashwani News.
The Kailash Mansarovar Yatra, organized by Ministry of External Affairs, is set to take place during June to August this year. Ministry of External Affairs said this year, 5 batches, each consisting of 50 yatris, and 10 batches, each consisting of 50 yatris, are scheduled to travel through Uttarakhand state, crossing over at Lipulekh Pass, and through Sikkim state, crossing over at Nathula Pass, respectively. The death toll from a devastating explosion that rocked the sprawling Shahid Rajai port near Bandar Abbas in southern Iran yesterday has risen to 14, with at least 750 injured. Interior Minister Iskandar Momeni informed this. The blast occurred after a fuel tanker exploded for unknown reasons at the port in Hormuzgan province. President Masoud Pezeshkian, in a statement on social media, expressed his sorrow and sympathy with victims and issued an order to investigate the causes of the incident. In table tennis, the Indian pair of Manoj Shah and Diya Chitale have clinched the mixed doubles title at the WTT Contender Tunis 2025 in Tunisia. More from our sports desk.
The Indian duo of Manoj and Diya secured the summit clash with a thrilling 3-2 win over the second-seeded Japanese pair of Sora Matsushima and Miwa Harimoto yesterday. In IPL T20 cricket, the Kolkata Knight Riders and Punjab Kings shared points after the match was abandoned due to incessant rain and thunderstorms at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Punjab Kings are now placed 4th in the table with 11 points from 9 games, while KKR are 7th with 7 points from 9 matches. In a double-header today, Mumbai Indians will face Lucknow Super Giants and Mumbai at 3:30 in the afternoon, while Delhi Capitals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Delhi at 7:30 this evening. In badminton, PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen will lead Indian Challenge at the Sudirman Cup in Xiamen, China starting today. In the first Group D clash, India will face Denmark at 2:30 p.m. IST. Apart from Denmark, India's other challengers in Group D are second seeds Indonesia and England. The top two teams from the group will advance to the quarterfinals. In football, Barcelona beat Real Madrid 3-2 to win the Copa del Rey final in Seville, Spain yesterday. The victory gave Barcelona a record-extending 32nd Spanish Cup title. Jules Koundé's late strike in extra time secured Barcelona's second trophy of the season, having earlier won the Spanish Super Cup also by defeating Real Madrid. And in Indian Super League, Shield and Cup winners Mohun Bagan Super Giant beat Kerala Blasters 2-1 to enter Kalinga Super Cup semi-finals in Bhubaneswar yesterday. Manik Sharma, News Desk.
India Meteorological Department has forecast heat wave conditions over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and West Madhya Pradesh for the next 3 days. It has also predicted hot and humid weather over Gujarat, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mujtaba.
Thank you, Sunil. In its top story, The Hindu reports that the UN Security Council has condemned in strongest terms the April 22 terror attack in Pahalgam and asked to bring the attack sponsors to justice. 175 suspects held for more ultras houses raised, headlines The Asian Age. India's multi-agency probe and electronic surveillance has revealed that 15 local cadres helped the Valley attackers, reports The Times of India. After successful talks with China, India has announced resumption of Kailash Mansarovar Yatra this June end after a 5-year gap, writes The Pioneer. Capital logs 42.1 degrees Celsius, heat wave alerts in many parts of India, reads the headline in Hindustan Times. And finally, the government has selected Bengaluru-based startup Sarvam from among 676 applicants under India's ambitious India AI mission to build India's first indigenous AI large language model amid waves made by China's DeepSeek, reports the Indian Express. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Saira. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. today. Home Ministry transfers Pahalgam terror attack probe to National Investigation Agency. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha summons one-day special session of Legislative Assembly tomorrow to discuss Pahalgam terror attack. Inland Waterways Authority of India achieves record-breaking cargo movement of 145.5 million tonnes in fiscal year 2024-25. Death toll from devastating explosion at Bandar Abbas Airport in southern Iran rises to 14 with at least 750 injured. And in table tennis, India's Manoj Shah and Diya Chitale clinch mixed doubles title at WTT Contender in Tunisia. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.